Hey, and welcome back to another podcast with your host, Marie Corn at Rage Vibes. Today's podcast is about people that basically cyber stalk you. And in particular, I'm talking about people that you've had some form of past with. This past could be with a friend, it could be with an acquaintance, someone you knew, someone you crossed circles with. It could be with someone that you were close with. It could be that someone that you had a relationship with. Either way, this person now is cyber stalking you. And what can you do? How can you deal with it? Why are they doing it in the first place? And obviously, you know, from country to country, place to place, this will vary because obviously there's so many different laws and regulations and rules in place. So each of you that are listening in will be dealing with this, obviously, in very, very different ways. To begin with, you know, let's look back at the history of the internet. I'm of that generation, and don't laugh, you probably will laugh, but I am of that generation where the internet became a thing when I was a student for the first time going to university. And I'm of the generation where Google had just basically found itself. It had emerged. We didn't really know what Google was. And it was a dial-up, you know, generation. So the internet wasn't as fast as you know, full of all the different technologies and different apps and different websites and different ways of doing things. And obviously today's generation, as we're approaching 2024, the kids are much, much faster with technology. They have the adaptation to handle things very, very quickly. Not like back in the day. And back in the day when some things were basically put out there, you could not always delete it. You know, when things were published, you couldn't always do that. Even now, there is obviously fragmentations of history. There's fragmentations of things. There are times when you can delete, edit, modify some posts on social media platforms, but you can't always delete them. Once they're out there, they're out there, you know. So thinking about all those aspects, why has this person decided to now cyber stalk you? What does that mean? Well, you will probably have had some form of close friendship, okay, or relationship at some point. It could be someone that's in your circle, not necessarily inner circle, but it could be an acquaintance that just wants to know something about you. So back in the day, you would probably talk to that person face to face. You might have made friends with them. You might have met them at cinema events or meals or going out or within little groups. Maybe you're in the same book reading group. You're in a cinema group, games club. Maybe you've just got certain social friends in common and so on. So in those times, it was a little bit more difficult, you know, because you had to physically meet each other. Nowadays, because there are so many different applications and so many different things where we're actually providing information like our location, like the favorite restaurants we like to eat in, where, what time, who our friends are. And sometimes we don't privatize that information. Sometimes it's global. It's not on a whole private setting. It's on a whole world setting where anybody can just see it and anybody can comment. Okay. And some people aren't clear what, you know, fake accounts look like. Some are obvious. Some are very, very obvious where, you know, perhaps they've only got a couple of posts. Maybe they have one or two. And the individual doesn't have really any followers. And it's clear that that's a fake account. And some of them are scammers. Some of them are trying to either get your details, get into your bank account and so forth. Then there are other people that will fake an account because purely they just want to nosy on your particular platform. Now, you might have had them on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. I mean, obviously, like I said, there's so many different aspects of social media out there now, but majority of the key ones, as I've mentioned, you may have had them on that platform at some point. Now, even on those social media platforms, there's still things you can do to have that person there. You might have deleted them, you might have blocked them, or before that friendship even got to the stage it did, perhaps you made them an acquaintance, perhaps you disabled what they could see, you know. Now there's so many different options where you can do that. But this particular person that you've known in a very, very close proximity clearly does not like the fact that you're not friends anymore. You've put your barriers in place. You've made sure or made it clear that you no longer want them in your life. You no longer want them to know about personal things. You don't want them to see photographs of yourself or where you are, what you're doing. You know, they will still keep trying, though, to cyber stalk. And this is what I mean. They'll keep trying to look at what you're doing, where you are. And to be fair, most of the time, they're the very first person to try and like something that you've posted, if your post is not on a private setting. Now, some people are quite smart, they're quite wise, they'll make sure that their account is private. And some people have no choice. They work in a public forum, they have no choice but to share it on public platforms. Maybe it's their line of business, maybe it's something that they do, maybe it's just that they're trying to help other groups and so on, so they're not always able to do that. And that's where it makes it a bit difficult. Now, on either situation, you'll have somebody, you know, coming in and commenting as well on your particular posts. And like I said, even if it's something that you're doing publicly, they will come in on a fake account and either say something derogatory to try and make to try and get you to respond, basically. Or often it's a case of they're trying to be hurtful, they're trying to be nasty, they're trying to say particular things to try and get you to attack. And, you know, sometimes we call this trolling as well, because we don't know who is behind the keyboard. We don't know who the person is that's instigating something or saying something. And often, you know, they're saying it to be hurtful and resentful, because obviously they're still reeling from the rejection that you've had by saying, I no longer want this friendship, or I no longer want this relationship. And the thing is that some of these people will go to very great lengths to cyberstalk you. And they will create fake accounts that will have some followers that look legit. And they're so silly, sometimes they get, you know, they make certain mistakes. So either the gender doesn't match the picture, the picture doesn't match the gender, the location they've provided is clear that it's that particular individual. They haven't really worked on making fake accounts, you know, and they're going to make mistakes. So you will have known this person, you will have known this individual, you'll have known their whereabouts, you'll have known where they lived. And that person hasn't really covered their tracks when they're doing the cyber stalking. And, you know, we will find this extremely annoying. The individual that's been targeted will find it extremely annoying. And all you can do in initial stages is to report, block, not respond. It's not always easy, though, believe me. Sometimes when that person is making those derogatory comments, all you want to do is say something back, but you have to bite your tongue and you have to either delete that comment or hide that comment. And thankfully, some social media platforms allow you to do that. Not all of them, but some of them allow you to do that. Some people will go out of their way to, you know, be rude as well in their comments. So they'll make fake accounts that are absolutely crazy. You know, you can see quite clearly it's an extremely inappropriate account that they're commenting from. And what you can do often is report it for whichever particular, you know, inappropriateness it is. So that will depend on the social media platform, that will depend on the social media platform's guidelines. Sometimes they'll investigate it properly, sometimes they will not. But for your own sake of mind, what you can do, like I said, is block, report. And obviously any comments that come across like that, just make sure you're doing the same thing. Sometimes these people get very, very annoyed and get flustered and will create, they'll have multiple accounts where they've got fake accounts. And what they do is they will go into different inboxes of yours. So if you've got your inbox filtered, you know, like, for example, only certain friends can message you. If they're not in your friend zone, they go to a different inbox. If they're not from that particular inbox, general inbox, they'll go to another inbox. Back in the day, there wasn't such a thing, you know, there was just one. Now you can filter that. Now you can block that. But it's also how you deal with it from an emotional level and a maturity level, because it's not nice at all to have these people stalking you and to have these people trying very hard to worm their way back into your lives. And clearly, because you've put boundaries in, and clearly because you respect your peace and privacy, you've not responded, you've not allowed them back. And it could be somebody from your past, over a year ago, 6 months ago, it could be from 5 years ago. They're obviously very, very keen to have you back in their lives and keen to get that relationship back to where it was. Well, if they hadn't messed up in the first place, then you wouldn't be needing to block them. You wouldn't be needing to, you know, hold back and not have them in your life anymore. Sometimes they will cyber stalk you on platforms such as WhatsApp, Viber, any other devices that you use to communicate. So they'll invent new numbers, they'll invent new personas, and they'll pretend that they are somebody from somewhere else and try very, very hard to get you to communicate. And you can clearly see the fake pictures if you're smart enough to not spot it. Sometimes they can be very deceptive, you know, but they will try very, very hard to get you to just communicate and get you to say something. So again, you have to be alert and be able to block that person if they've come into your WhatsApp or they've come into your Viber account or whichever social media platform you use to communicate. Many of us don't always use text messages. We have different platforms because, you know, we have friends internationally in different places. So we do use different apps to communicate. We do use different apps to respond to others. So it is partly down to us to be alert about that and for us to be aware that, you know, they will contact or try to contact us in different aspects. Thank goodness the thing called block, you know, does exist, and thank goodness we're able to use it. But it can get to a point where some people will make this very, 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 very draining and very concerning and cause anxiety in others because they go out of their way to keep harassing and to keep, you know, targeting people. Now, this is where your police force is going to come in, depending on where you live, because, you know, if it gets to a point where it's so dangerous, where this person is constantly attacking you, obviously you've got options like close the account, delete the account, change the username, whatever it is, change your profile picture, do things to protect yourself so that that person can't keep attacking you. And worst case scenario, you might have to get in touch with the police in your, you know, vicinity. Now, that will be down to them to then deal with, because obviously everything is traceable. You have IP address, you have locations available, people can track this down. But it's up to the police that's investigating it as to the seriousness of what they see or deem as being, you know, this person is seriously harassing this individual now, and it's got to a point where the other individual is struggling. Their mental health is struggling, they are struggling with anxiety, they're struggling to do their everyday job or work or school, whatever the scenario is. And obviously, that person has to be held accountable as well. You know, there's been famous cases where sadly people have been stalked then in person, not just cyber stalking, but in person as well. And like I said, for that one, you will have to look up what you have to do about that. You have to gain professional advice. Some cases, people have needed counselling. They've needed support. They've needed a friend to talk to. Because this person is going out their way to make the other person's life a misery. And it's not acceptable at all to do that to someone. But the state of our world now, because we're becoming so tech savvy, is that some individuals think that they can get away with it and they can't. But it takes time. It takes time to find the evidence. It takes time to go and report it as a crime. And like I said, each country, each place, each particular vicinity will have their own way of dealing with that. And it's up to them to deal with that the way they seem appropriate. The best thing you can do is, like I said, privatize your account. Make sure you're not sharing locations. If you've got friends on there, and I mean friends, close family, you know, being alert about who you're sharing information with. Sometimes your friends aren't always your friends. There might be one person who's leaking that information to the ex-friend or ex-acquaintance, And, you know, every so often, I'm sure many of us do this, I have a social media clear out. If there's someone I've not communicated with, and they're in my friend zone or whatever, and I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not friends with them anymore, I have a clear out, remove. You know, and sometimes we used to be in this polite phase where we used to tell the person, and now we're in a phase where, no, we just remove. And remove for our own mental health purposes. We don't have to explain those choices to that person. We don't. We're in a stage where we can do that. So there's things we can do for that mental health peace of mind. But it's up to us to decide which category we put them in. Some people decide not to have anything on social media anymore. They just have it as random pictures, random things that they've collected. They don't necessarily allow people to be in their private zone. They don't even have friends on there, you know? So all of us will have different ways of looking at this. Some people will go out their way to, you know, troll people. They will go out their way to make fake accounts. They'll go out their way to insult, to be rude. And it is becoming a big, wide issue because, like I said, people now are very, very smart about this. People are very more tech savvy. They're more alert. But there's also repercussions, and the law in each country is trying desperately to catch up with the new rules because, obviously, on a day-to-day basis, new things have been created, new inventions, new apps, new ways of dealing with these cyber bullying, cyber stalking. It's happening, you know, and it's up to us as individuals when it impacts us on how we deal with it, how we decide to deal with it. We can, like I said, block, delete, report, or we take it further. But in each case, it's up to us to understand also what we're sharing and how we're sharing it, and also who we're sharing it with. So that's also something that's mindful and something that we need to think about. And you know, sometimes there's things that we've posted, myself included, there's podcasts you've posted, and perhaps, you know, you've tried to delete it because someone has decided, oh, actually, I don't want that podcast there anymore. So, okay, at the time you were happy to do that, now I'm having to delete it. However, unfortunately, despite me deleting it at the source, it still is on so many different platforms that I don't have access to, that it's out there and that's out of my hands. So there are implications like that. And sometimes we don't understand. We try to be reasonable. We try to be understanding. We try to see it from the other person's point of view. But unfortunately, it can't be changed. So be aware, be alert that there are people out there that will try very hard to follow you, to stalk you, to see what you're doing. And a lot of it is coming from the fact that they're not in your circle anymore. They're not in your life anymore. They might have had a good close friendship with you or some form of group, you know, interaction with you, but they're not in that circle anymore. Keep protecting your space. Keep protecting your circle. Keep protecting your energy and keep protecting yourself. And that's all you can do. And once you keep doing that, you're protecting your mental health and you're protecting your space. And that's all you can do. I'm sure this topic will get more and more developed as technology carries on. But that's the best advice I can give. And that's the best advice we can follow. And I'm sure we'll have probably other sessions on this type of topic as technology advances. But whoever's getting cyber-stalked for now, just remember that advice. Try to follow it. Try to move forward from it. Seek professional advice if it's getting to the point where you're exhausted from it and you're suffering from anxiety and various other things. But that's all for now. This has been Miriam Khan at Raise Your Vibes. Thanks for tuning in.